This is Earth and Sky. Biologist Gretchen Daly of Stanford University wants to balance nature with economic productivity.
For many years, she's worked in Costa Rica, examining the impact of farming on forest cover.
We tend to think of forest, unfortunately, as being in the way of agriculture, that you've got to clear it in order to make room for coffee production or whatever. But it turns out that coffee yields are higher and profits higher for farmers if little bees are going around transferring pollen from one coffee flower to the next.
Dr. Daly and her students captured around 700 species of tiny Costa Rican bees and found out where they lived.
And it turns out that they do mainly live in forest, and they're not going to fly hundreds of miles from forest to coffee farms. So in fact, they like to fly only half a mile and no more. That means that there is an economic incentive for farmers to keep some forest in and around their farms to maintain pollination services.
The forests also protect the coffee fields from erosion, ease any impact from flooding, and help stabilize the climate globally. Daly's work suggests that the endless farm fields known today might evolve to include bits of nature sprinkled through the countryside to provide a higher economic return. Thanks today to TexasNonprofits.org, a project of the Beretta Foundation of Texas. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.